And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan in with you for this extended news at noon. And as we continue with our interviews every day with important issues and great professionals around our area, today we have Dr. Stu Cerkosky with us for CARE Chiropractic. And Dr. Stu, I know you're here to talk about the initiative that is going on, the Helping the Hospital initiative, but as I've been doing, I just want to know how you're doing. You know, what is your business like? What's your operational hours at this point? Give us a snapshot of that, and then we'll get into what you're doing for the hospital.
Well, Tracy, thanks for asking. The office is doing fine. The circumstances are is that from several authorities, we've been considered essential as far as healthcare. And as such, the physical location of the office remains open for patients with neuromusculoskeletal, a big word, but meaning, you know, back pain, neck pain, post-motor vehicle accident, traumas, slips and falls. And we've been servicing the community safely, exceeding the CDC's guidelines as far as the safety requirements inside the office. And patients have been coming and receiving care. The good news is that with that, they can prevent a lot of times having to seek attention in emergency centers where everybody at this point in time who needs to be treated, obviously with the circumstances surrounding the COVID, have to be admitted. So the best thing is to take the pressure off or the burden off of the emergency care centers by having those musculoskeletal issues come to our office.
So how do you do your job being a chiropractor and still maintaining social distance? I don't know how to ask that because what you do really is hands-on.
It's a great question. So in the office, just in particular our office, we had the entire office sanitized. We wear gloves. We do wear masks. And in most cases, because of it's more of a respiratory droplet issue, patients literally are face down when you're treating the spine. So what happens is that there's really not a whole lot of interaction concern when they're face down. But between patients, we take the steps necessary to utilize the products to clean and or sanitize the tables between any types of treatment. We don't use the same treatment area twice until it's completely cleaned, dried. So those are the steps we take.
So let's talk a little bit about the initiative that's underway, the Helping the Hospital initiative. I know there are a couple of parts to this. Let's first talk about the delivery that's already been made. I know it was a few days ago at this point, but talk about what was delivered to the hospital.
But what has happened is that, and I'll back up for just a moment, is that our 21st annual Kids Day had to be postponed because of health safety and public safety issues and obvious reasons as such. But what happened was is that the efforts that come to help the hospital really come and stem from our connections after the years of interaction with the public and, we'll say, businesses in Butler area, because they would have normally been generously helping us with the assistance with Kids Day every year. And helping with Kids Day, meaning that always a non-for-profit organization had been chosen. This year, being that it was postponed, I simply called those folks and I said, I have to apologize that we're not going to be able to have the normal Kids Day. However, would you mind redirecting your efforts to those in need during the crisis? And every time I would call them, they would say, absolutely. So what was first actually endeavored was contacting those folks that would have delivered food for the event. And a couple of the folks like Farmer's Market and over at the Meridian Pizza Joe's, Bocelli's in Butler, Giant Eagle at Moraine Point, all those business owners and affiliates all just said absolutely. So we've essentially contacted the hospital a couple of weeks ago as they had hit the news that they were in some straits because of finances, and this is putting a strain on all of their operations, that we said, how can we help? And they had indicated that we hoped that you could help out with supplying our workers with food. So we've chosen very, we'll say, good quality aspects to try and get this, nutritionally to them. We've done fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. I've been donating some of the minerals and vitamins to the actual groups, and also the folks who have pizza shops deliver pizza. And last week we actually served between 180 and 200 folks at the hospital.
And so are you going to continue that practice? And I know there's another end to your initiative, which we'll get to, but as for the food, will that continue?
Absolutely. We've signed on, and all of those four other businesses beside myself signed on to continue that through the month of April. And we'll take a look at it from, you know, the circumstances as to how the hospital is doing, but how folks in general, we'll say in the community, are doing, and see what we need to do to change or augment. But right now, we're committed to every Thursday taking lunch over to pretty much all six units at the hospital.
Dr. Stu Sierkowski with CARE Chiropractic Center with us for a few minutes. And talking about this initiative, one of the great initiatives that are out there, the Helping the Hospital Initiative. And part of this has to do with masks. And I know we live in interesting times, and in an hour, everything can change. And I know we had talked last week a little bit about this. And the next thing you know, now we're all recommended to wear a mask. And so talk about the mask side of what you're doing with your HTH.
So the HTH really is the Help the Hospital Initiative, and that really revolves around the food. We had developed a second initiative called the Community Health Protection Initiative, so it's CHP. And they both two spawned really from the aspect of Kids Day not being able to, we'll say, occur this year and being postponed. So the Community Health Protection Initiative is an initiative because of the dire need for personal protection for our frontline healthcare workers. So notwithstanding the EMTs and the first responders and hospital workers, what we want to do is go out and locate, find, or investigate the best homemade masks that are available. So what we did was, in the creation of those homemade masks, we did a lot of research on finding things where 0.3 microns or less of filtration was found by creating homemade masks. And there were so many out there on the internet and so many people of goodwill trying to make them, but some of them wouldn't be acceptable by some of the healthcare facilities because they just didn't provide enough protection. So my background includes some microbiology experience. I had done some work study with microbiology. I'm not a microbiologist or a virologist by no means, but I knew the terminology. And then, fortunately, my grandparent, my grandmother, and my mother had been seamstresses and very crafty, you know, sort of ladies. And those two combined, because I understand the language of how to create something that's sewn. So interesting how your history or how your past kind of comes forward when you need it, and it did. And what I was able to do was take it along with some folks who do seamstress work and quilting, folks from the medical profession, including Butler Hospital, and some of the EMT units and things, and identify the best type of mask for the most, you know, efficient way to use the materials that are in limitation out there. So what we've really done is try to make a call out or call to action to the volunteers who have some background in sewing and or quilting, and we're hoping that, you know, they've joined or would join in with creating these masks and then making sure that some of those locations, you know, who need the mask desperately have that void filled.
How do we as the public know that if we're helping out in your effort that these masks are the right masks? And I say that because I'm glad that you have the background that you do. I praise you for that because I don't have that background. And so even when I'm looking through my drawers to see what kind of fabric that I have that could possibly be a mask, I even thought through before I left my house, I thought, is this good enough? You know, is this what I'm supposed to do? And am I supposed to cover everything? And so, you know, there's so many questions when you don't have the education. So how do we know that the masks are exactly what's needed?
So there's several ways to address it. Probably one of the most or efficient ways to do that is probably to go actually to two locations, but one would be the Butler AM Rotary website. So www.butleramrotary.com. And on there, because I've been a Rotarian for a number of years, and that is a 501c3, what they've done is they've also created a GoFundMe site. And because materials are very hard to come by, some folks have them, some folks don't, we needed to start creating a fund to have that to be able to access materials and purchase them and have them at my office. So probably the best way to do that is the website at the Butler AM Rotary, where you can, you know, find the directions. You can also find a link or an email address that was set up specifically to me for this, and it's Dr. Stuart Sierkowski at carechiro.com. So DrStuartSurkowski at carechiro.com. and you can ask me specific questions. So we've even had folks who've stopped out to pick up materials at the office. That's also the drop-off point between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. for masks that are completed. But to go on sort of the mask side of things, what we want to do is avoid anything that has to do with the issue of things that have folds in them. So the key to that is avoiding folds is one of the best ways to, harbor the actual germ. And if we harbor the germ inside the folds by avoiding them and we use a mask that sort of has a pouch to the front, you're much better off.
Are these rewashable? Do you reuse the masks?
Well, absolutely. So inside the masks particularly that we have specified, the specifications call for a actual, we'll say, opening to the rear so that you have three layers of fabric and they have to be quilting quality 100% cotton fabric. And we also have a nose bridge that is made out of actually aluminum so it doesn't rust when they're used in or washed in a very high temperature and sanitizing type aspect. So those things don't get affected, so they're washable. If you put some type of filtration between that in the pocket, what happens is that that just adds a fourth layer of filtration, and you can remove it. So say you have something that's paper that you know of, and some things that people have used is everything from furnace filters, with the types of micron prevention, the filters that literally come in your HEPA filters for, your sweepers, and the coffee filters and things of that nature. But people have chosen other aspects. And really what it was done for is that, let's just say in a hospital setting or in a EMT setting or otherwise, they have a product that is a filter that they can simply slide in, and simply sliding in that filter and removing the filter adds additional layers of filtration. That's a windfall because then they have the option to do that. It goes all the way to how to use the straps, and putting a paper mask or paper filter over top of it also is extremely helpful, such that that can be, if you have just a paper one and not maybe the N95 masks, which aren't perfect, but are really, really good for preventing viral, we'll say, contaminants to pass through, you can take that paper mask on the outside and discard it at the end of the day and then wash your mask. So, yes, they are washable. They are reusable. Especially with the governor's call out to action also to say, please wear a mask for everyone. Anything that slows down or prevents the respiratory droplets from exiting you and filling any space or close in proximity, that does, play a role in trying to reduce the curve of, the coronavirus.
Dr. Stu, just remind me one more time, are these masks for the general public or will these also be sent to the hospital?
Well, primarily the target is that you have to take care of the first line of defense. If we lose our first line of defense in EMTs, first responders, in the hospital settings, then we have no one to take care of, the folks who do become ill. So the primary goal is directed towards, those, first responders, those, we'll say, local first line defense medical teams that are out there trying to, do the best they can for folks that have been infected and not to pass anything to others. If we have a surplus at the end, we'll see how that goes. We would certainly make them available to the public, but we certainly need to call to action to folks who understand how to sew or have a sewing machine or, have those types of times and talents that they want to contribute. And that's the big ask of what we have in front of us.
Again, a couple of initiatives coming out of the Kids Day America being canceled postponed for the year with Dr. Stu Cerkosky of Care Chiropractic Center. One, of course, is the food initiative for the hospital, the Helping the Hospital initiative, and then the masks that we've been talking about with the Community Health Protection Initiative. So both of those can be discussed with him more. Dr. Stuart Cerkosky at Caro or Care Chiro.com. So I'll say that again. It's Dr. Stuart Cerkosky at carechiro.com. You can also help in a way of going to the Butler AM Rotary's GoFundMe page, and that's an easy way if you just like to donate and do it that way. If you're not a sower like me, you know, maybe that's the best way for you if that's an option for you. You can always go on to the GoFundMe page. So carecairo.com, of course, is the Dr. Stu, his business, his website. You can go butleramrotary.com. So a lot of information. I know it is a lot of information, isn't it, Dr. Stu, right now? Just every day we're getting information from the federal level, if you will, and then we're getting local information and then great initiatives like this. But they can always call you or email you and get more information.
They sure can. It's probably the easiest way, but we're being inundated, and it's a very fluid circumstance, and even the mask designs have, you know, been altered and augmented to make sure that they are keeping up with, you know, requirements, demands, and otherwise. But, you know, we're doing the best we can to keep up with it, and we really appreciate your time, Tracy, to get it out there to the public. And one or two more notations just to say is the helping the hospital. You can contact the hospital directly if you want to help. They do have some aspects set up that, you know, you can contact them, and they would be gladly, you know, there to, you know, direct you as to how you can help those folks as far as directly with food issues. But the, you know, Community Health Protection Initiative that's been embraced by my AM Rotarians as well, that one, again, is at the butleramrotary.com site. There's also some notation for the AM Rotary Facebook page. And then the way to contact me is Dr. Stuart Sierkowski at carecairo.com, or simply you can call us at the office, and we'll direct you how you need to address that at 724-789-9797.
If I can keep you just for another question, since we're mentioning the Butler AM Rotary, what are they doing right now? What are they doing as this progresses? They've done such great work, and I know you are one of the Butler AM Rotary members. And since they've set up this GoFundMe page, that's self-explanatory. But what other items are on the docket, if you will, as we're moving through this?
Well, the AM Rotary has started to reach out to others as far as other locations, possibly for even some funding. We have some great folks that work in the midst of the AM Rotary. Kenny Bonus is our president. Peggy Weckerly is our treasurer. And those two folks have been working tirelessly to, you know, try to put everything together to bring it into a, we'll say, a concerted effort. So reach it out for different funding opportunities. We also have our folk who's doing some of the web page is Joe Lytle, and that gentleman's been fantastic. So I would just say we're actually having some Zoom basic meetings on Tuesdays to replace our face-to-face meetings. And just that, given the, we'll say, the initiatives by the AM Rotary and a lot of other Rotary groups, a lot of other groups haven't had any contact. We haven't missed a beat. And that's one of the reasons why the AM Rotary is so effective, is that it's a small group in Butler, but a very effective one. And, you know, when you approach them and you say, listen, you know, these are the things we need to do as an immediacy, you know, they all tend to just jump right on board. And you just try to, you know, knock down all the obstacles. And there are a lot of them. And in this case, this is the initiative. I mean, we have other initiatives that we do to help you know, from the Rotary funding for other activities out there with Ghosts and Giggles later in the year. And we just got through, thank goodness, with our Ice Fest back in February before all this hit. So, you know, we're reaching out. We also have done things to, you know, for the backpack program. But right now the backpack program, fortunately, is being assisted by the school district, and the children are being fed. So that's a fantastic circumstance.
Dr. Stu Sierkowski, Care Chiropractic Center, thank you so much for your time.
Well, Tracy, I thank you for the opportunity.